focus the discussion a little bit more. A lot of the discussion right now is surrounding the key differences between a bar graph and a histogram, and essentially what do you need to include, or could, if you could make a checklist, what would you include in the checklist to identify all the things you need to do to create a completed histogram? So what are the attributes of a histogram that you need to make sure you include? Are they similar to a bar graph, and then where do the differences come about? Any ideas? Like Siddharth, you were talking about something. What did you notice that was a big difference between a bar graph and a histogram with the y-axis?
In bar graph, the x-axis and y-axis switch it to histogram.
What do you mean?
Only basically frequency in bar graph is on x-axis, and histogram is on y-axis.
So frequency on a bar graph, or frequency to the x-axis on a bar graph?
Yeah.
So the number of how many of each?
Yeah.
But on the y-axis, you've got frequency in a histogram? What does frequency mean again? Do you remember?
The amount of time something occurs.
The amount of time something occurs. Okay.